This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Local husband and wife have begun airing a weekly podcast called We Can't Pick a Title Podcast. Bobby Jean Hansen and Jason Thompson are local theatrical community members.
Hams. Local hams.
There you go. Yeah.
They go by BG and Too Far Thompson, or JT, on their podcast. Bobby Jean, Jason, thanks for joining me. I'd love to hear about this new adventure and how it has affected your local experience on Quartet. What inspired this podcast?
I'm still stuck on theatrical.
It's pretty theatrical.
We saw lots of podcasts out there, and we heard lots of other people that were saying, hey, you guys could do something like that, and you guys have good jib-jab back and forth. I looked around the room, and I had the right equipment to be able to do something, and plugged some cables in and tried it out, and the whole thing was always, if as long as we're having fun, we'll keep doing it. And it's still fun. Yeah.
And how many episodes have you aired now?
I think it's 30 total.
30 right total, now. Yeah. 25 so, normal sized, and then 5 quickies. We did some quickies in the beginning, sort of just to switch it up a little bit.
Normal sized ones are anywhere from like 45 minutes to, I think the longest one's an hour and 15 or something.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah, and then the quickies are like 15, 20 minutes. It's like an ideal quickie, really.
What do you picture or imagine your listeners are doing when they turn on an episode if we can't pick a title?
We've had some feedback and
bungee jumping, lots of skydiving, I assume, and saving busloads of orphans from ninjas, fights, and stuff like
real
that.
Quick. Yeah. Real quick. No, mostly housework or going on a long drive. Like our friend Chris, he lives up in Grand Prairie and he drives to Edmonton occasionally, and he said it's really great for when you have to be on the road.
Yeah, most people say it's just like hanging out.
Yard work.
They really like it because it's, we don't have to be there and we can just hang out with you guys, and that's the way a lot of people say it.
Nobody has to drive.
What's the most surprising benefit of the experience?
Cool, man.
I think maybe finding it easier to talk with Jason. We watch a lot of TV, like in our downtime after he's done work or whatever. We watch lots of movies and TV shows and stuff. And I feel
I'm
like
a TV-aholic.
It's, yeah, he's a TV baby. So I find like we spend like at least an hour on the podcast actually doing the podcast. There's a bit of prep time ahead. So you sort of have ideas you throw back and forth. And then you spend an hour and a half editing it afterwards, so you're just there with each other 100%. It's great.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
That was unexpected for me, so.
The benefit for me, I find, is it keeps me driven, keeps me on a deadline sort of deal, which I need in my life, and I do lots of other creative projects and writing and stuff, and it's easy when you're just doing it for yourself to just put that stuff off. And I get around to that one the next day. But knowing there's people out there and an audience and stuff and every Wednesday, and knowing that she's a part of it and we're partnered up together with it and everything, it makes it accountable and keeps me driven. And it's something to look forward to each week to do and everything too.
Good part of it.
Yeah.
So one of your other housemates chimed in earlier there, so I just thought maybe
parrot. Yeah, Van Gogh is our parrot friend, and sometimes you can hear him on the podcast too. He's got a good sense of humor. Sometimes he does little sneezes or laughs.
Yeah.
Haven't heard him talking too much.
Yeah, I really like that he keeps the swearing. Like, he really only swears in the morning. We usually record at night.
Yeah.
So it's really handy that he doesn't. Not that it matters.
Sometimes
on our podcast,
he wakes up like a sailor. I don't know what the deal is. Yeah. But most of the time in the daytime, he's not a swearing bird.
He's a good co-host.
So a couple of your roommates here are your co-hosts. And you've talked about, I haven't watched every episode, but you've talked about having guests on the show. Has that happened? If not, is it going to happen? Are you just teasing everyone?
Definitely teasing. I'm not going to say that. But our tease with
He's working
with
on
a purpose,
it.
We'll
He's
say.
Working
yeah.
on it. We have a couple people that have said that, yes, they would do it. We just have to figure out, make sure all the equipment meshes up, and we want to make sure that the quality stays the same. We don't want it to all of a sudden sound like we're in a tin can or something.
So would those interviews be virtual? Is that why?
Both.
Yeah.
Locals, people, we're going to do local as much as we can. Maybe even remote locations on the beach kind of deal, or local halls or wherever, that kind of deal. But anybody else is definitely virtual. It's pretty awesome now, connection-wise and world-wise. You can just put anybody on and talk to them. So, yeah. But definitely that's in the plan, is guests and video. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say within even the next few episodes, probably.
What? Yeah. Right. Now, this isn't your first YouTube channel. So you just said we can title is a YouTube channel. But I recall before this that you had Slice Bread.
Yeah.
And I
and then I'm with Hobo before that.
Was his original.
That was his production.
That was my production company.
For when you were making movies.
Yeah. And then Slice Bread was a different venture. And it was really tough. It was tough to come up with content and to edit and to shoot and everything each week and to just come up with original stuff on not much of a budget and everything, too. So it was really tough.
You put your heart into it.
Oh, for sure. It was a lot of fun.
There's no real accountability, whereas with the podcast, everybody knows where every Wednesday it's there.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to do, just straight up.
Yeah.
Once we add in video, then that might change as well. But at least it's just one setting. I won't have to change anything too much. Yeah.
Cool. How many downloads?
Oh, we just had a huge milestone. We just made it to 1,000, but I think it might be more than 1,000 now.
1,052.
Yeah.
Downloads?
We started mid-August, so we're just 6 months old.
Which is crazy.
It's neat on this. Buzzsprout is like the host site that we go through, and so you get lots of feedback of who's listening, but hey, somebody in Hawaii has been listening to the last two. And we know that we have certain friends in certain places, like I've got friends in New Zealand that listen. Birdie's chiming in. So it's really cool to see where, because there's people from all over the planet that are listening now. We've got like a small following, and it's gaining a little more traction, and yeah, it's been really fun.
You referred to feedback that you've received.
Oh,
is this online? Is this in person, locally?
Both. Yeah. So we're on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. We've only been on there for a couple of weeks now. But yeah, people have messaged us on there or just sent us a private message on there. And also just seeing people at the store and out and about. People are like, oh my god, you guys are celebrities now! And I'm like, stop it. You get the same feedback as right after a lip sync, but like all the time now. So a lot of people have heard of it but aren't sure how to get onto a platform to listen to us. And now that we're on YouTube, everybody knows how to get onto YouTube. And so it's great if you're like a member of YouTube or whatever, signed up for it, because then you can like and subscribe. And
yeah.
That helps us.
You're on Spotify, YouTube,
everywhere. Pretty much anywhere you can get a podcast. Yeah. iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Pandora, Apple. Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts. Literally, whatever platform you're on, you type in "We Can't Pick a Title" and it'll come up.
And when people stop you in the store on the street, locals on Cortez, are any of them that maybe have heard the podcast interested in continuing the conversations?
Yes. Yeah. We've had people that have, because we've been like, I don't know, is there blackfin tuna? Is that a real thing? It was a type of weed that we had talked about. And so they had sent us like pictures of all the different types of tuna that there are and that this is an actual fish that's out there too. So
like, we get messages like real time as people are listening.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I was there too. I remember that thing back in the day. And yeah, it's pretty funny. So it's really neat real time because it'll be like they haven't listened for a week and we're already thinking about the next episode and they're talking about the last episode. You're right on. And they can get into it.
Very interactive.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anything else you want to share with the local community about this new podcast that you're offering to the world?
We've tried to keep it vague as to where we are because we don't want to give it away and have
hundreds and thousands of fans coming on the ferries over to see us and,
with the fandom.
It's going to be a whole thing.
Really, we're like, let's be considerate of that. And I guess stalkers could happen, but probably won't. We only want cool people listening, so
yeah.
jerks won't listen, I don't think. Jason's a Virgo, and they're known to be vague and mysterious, so...
We'll keep it that way. We'll keep it that way,
for sure. I think anybody that listens to more than two episodes would... Pretty easy to figure it out.
Yeah, it
wouldn't be that tough to find it if you wanted to.
One thing is, though, we do talk about weed on every podcast, so it's marijuana-licious, and we do swear, so not... on purpose. I think the first episode I swore a lot because I was like trying to prove myself that I'm cool enough to have a podcast a little bit. I might have been trying too hard, but now that I'm used to it, it's just the regular Bobby amount of swearing. But it's not for kids. It's not intended for children. Ridiculous scenarios and stuff that pops into your head when you smoke weed.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.